with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me. Love forever true.
Do you do the do you do the do you do? Give a little whistle, give a little whistle. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell the Jiminy Cricket. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle, give a little whistle, and always let your conscience be your guide. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell Jiminy Cricket. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. Your conscience be your guide. There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and you shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little good to one who speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled out fur of Cat and Cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love again.
She is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Caballero sigh. I've seen Toast to Tangerine.
Yes. Let's call this one. every bar
to order. Across the aisle. Are we live?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, welcome to the April 4th meeting of the Goleta Library Commission. And let's begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Great. And can we do a roll call, Janet?
Chair Goodman?
Present.
Vice Chair Murr?
Present.
Commissioner Peck?
Present at long last.
Commissioners Aguilar and Callanan are out sick.
Great, thank you. And then is there any public forum? Is there any public comments before we get started?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to any item, please use the raise your hand icon and unmute yourself. I see no public comment, Chair.
Okay. And then let's move on to the consent calendar, item A1. Do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All right, can we call for a vote?
Chair Goodman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Approved. Let's move to B1, the director's report.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start with statistics. We held 30 virtual programs with a total attendance of 1,705. We're still doing just virtual programs in March. There were 907 uses of the wireless network. 4,072 people used the library. We were finally open for business for the whole month. And 18,959 items were circulated in February. Sorry, these are the stats for February. Staff continued to work on perfecting the data for the transfer from the Polaris Integrated Library System to the COHA one, which will take place April 22nd through 24th. And just a reminder, the library will be closed on the 22nd and the 23rd. That's a Friday and a Saturday, so that this transfer can occur. And then we will be open for business, knock on wood, on the 25th with our new computer system. The Black Gold charges for Goleta increased by only $10,000 for the next fiscal year, despite the change in membership. However, the pool of materials that Black Gold provides us access to for this cost has been significantly reduced with the loss of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. In an effort to be proactive about services lost by the lack of access to these collections, all three Goleta branches are adding significant collections of book club and a bag kits for circulation to book clubs. They're being added for adults, teens, and children. And each kit will circulate for 6 weeks and have 10 copies of the title of the book. For the supervising librarian replacement, you'll remember Brent Field retired at the end of December. We held a second round of interviews for the top three candidates. One was chosen. She accepted our offer, and she starts on April 11th. Her name is Carla Mason. She comes most recently from the Seattle Public Library main branch, and I think you will find that she has a great deal of expertise that will be pertinent to the Goleta community. She's a real community librarian, and that was exactly what we were looking for. During the month of February, we gave away free COVID at-home test kits to anyone who needed them. KEYT came to do a story on the library reopening for in-person service after the brief Omicron caused return to sidewalk service in February. Much time was spent on revisions to the 2022-23 budget that had been created back in 2020. You may recall that we do a two-year budget every 2 years, so we always have to update our budgets. Staff participated in the Isla Vista Children's Block Party event using the book van, which continues to experience high usage. And speaking of the book van, the pilot program, expenses have been higher than expected because number one, we had planned on submitting for a grant from the state, which funds book vans. They only fund new book vans, and so for purchasing new book vans. Two, various pandemic-related supply issues. For example, we still don't have the automatic lift, so we still are lifting everything down from the van and back onto the vans using human power. And three, the need for two staff per shift. So grant funds will be exhausted by the end of next December without further action. We had hoped to fund the staffing by using only one person per shift, but because of that lack of the automated lift and also because of safety reasons, we have had to have two staff members on per shift. So we're working on possible solutions to extend service through the pilot period program and on an ongoing basis. And so we are looking at using county per capita reserve funds to get us through the grant period, which ends June 30th, 2023. And then exploring other combinations of possibilities to keep the project going after that. So we're working hard on keeping the Isla Vista van, book van, going for future immemorial. So that is my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I was wondering, for the COVID tests that you distributed, how were those supplied?
We received those from the state. Our city received 10,000, I believe, and we had a one-day city distribution event at the drive-in theater. And then we received more from the state, and the city opted to give those to the library to hand out. So we gave three to each household that asked for them.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, great.
Let's move on then to item B2. The annual work program. And before we start, do we have any public comments about this item?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to this item, please use the raise your hand icon and unmute yourself. I see no public comment, Chair Goodman.
All righty. Then let's move on to item B2. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think that probably the best way we can do this is for me to just go through the report until we get to the point where we have PowerPoint slides. And then at that point, it sort of distills report into topic areas, and then you can ask any questions that you may have. Does that work for everybody? Okay, great. I'm going to speak fast. So, so each year, each department in the city does a work plan, and it's a reflection of what has occurred in the past year and what is planned for the next year. So some background. The Goleta Valley Library serves as the main county branch library for the city of Goleta and the unincorporated areas in the county, stretching from Hope Ranch to the Gaviota Coast. In July, on July 1st, 2019, the city assumed management of the Buellton and Solvang branch libraries under agreements with the County of Santa Barbara and the cities of Buellton and Solvang. These libraries are managed under a full cost recovery model, with the city of Goleta receiving reimbursement for the running of these libraries, including a share of the library department's administrative overhead. Like the city of Goleta, the cities of Buellton and Solvang provide additional funding to support the libraries in their jurisdictions. These branch libraries are known collectively within the Goleta Valley Library as County Library Service Zone 4. We will be adding a Zone 5 in the county with Carpinteria, leaving Santa Barbara Library System and becoming its own zone library on July 1st. The library received a one-time State of California construction grant in the amount of $200,000 to provide pilot library services to the Isla Vista area. This was in 2019. COVID happened, and so it was pushed forward. After doing many hardwood conversations with different groups in Isla Vista, it was determined that transportation was a key issue in accessing library services for the people there. Consequently, library administration purchased a vehicle to serve as a bookmobile for the area. The book van began service on October 24, 2021. It visits 11 sites in Isla Vista on a rotating two-week schedule. The library department's annual work program provides a regular structured mechanism to allow the city council to review and discuss the department's work commitments and staffing resources and provide direction on the department's work priorities for the next fiscal year. It also laid the groundwork for the department's budget, which will be presented to council during the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23 budget workshops. These have not yet occurred. I wanted to give the LAC the chance to opine with your opinions before we go to council, in case there were certain items that you wanted us to move forward with. Where available budget and staffing are finite and the list of possible citywide work efforts are growing, a priority setting process is useful to allow the City Council to establish work priorities. A regular priority setting process allows the department to plan for and assign work within available resources in a structured way. This system is more efficient than attempting to shift resources ad hoc to new priorities and projects and programs as council members identify and introduce new ideas and work priorities during the year. So the Goleta Valley Library and the Buellton and Solvang branches have struggled with limited funding for several years, a challenge that only grows larger with each passing year. The County of Santa Barbara's per capita funding of $7.80 per resident per year increased by a 3% COLA to $8.03 in 2021-22. This was the first increase in many years. The county's supervisors intimated that the 3% COLA would likely be an ongoing annual increase. However, a sustainable funding solution is needed for all libraries in the county. The Countywide Library Committee formed a subcommittee, which includes myself, and has been investigating possible revenue-raising solutions over the past several years. The county feels that the ad hoc committee has done as much as it can and has now invited representation of elected officials from each of the represented cities to participate on a larger committee to see if a determination for funding solutions can be achieved. course, COVID had a large impact on library services. The Goleta Valley Library and branches closed for 11 weeks in 2020. After that, it provided sidewalk service to patrons who were able to pick up checked out items from an outdoor service desk staffed by a library concierge who could also provide them with reference assistance. Staff pivoted immediately from in-person programming to online virtual programming with great success. The outcome of the variety of programs posted on our Facebook page for children, teens, adults, and families was surprisingly high viewership. It was very convenient for those families where scheduling prevented them from attending normal in-person programming. Moving forward, we will want to continue to provide some virtual programming to carry on assisting these families with busy schedules. In addition, during the period that the library was closed for in-person use, staff worked diligently to add useful content to the website in terms of reader's advisory and by providing links to evaluated web pages of interest for a variety of ages. Excuse me. In fiscal year 2021-22, the county provided additional one-time cannabis funding to support the Buellton and Solvang libraries, and will most likely commit to continue this for fiscal year 2022-23. This is cannabis funding is provided to all of the branch libraries throughout Santa Barbara County. However, they do not provide it to the main libraries. Staff are proceeding as though funding will remain stable at these branches, but funding will need to be re-evaluated with the cities of Buellton and Solvang should this not be the case, with possible adjustments to services at these branches. Actual amounts should be known by budget adoption in June. The major impact to library service in Santa Barbara County in 2022-23 is the changing membership of the Black Gold Cooperative Library System. Santa Barbara Library System and San Luis Obispo Library System have opted to withdraw from Black Gold. Carpinteria Library is withdrawing from the Santa Barbara Library System and entering Black Gold as an independent library. This will leave six jurisdictions in Black Gold: Blanchard Santa Paula, Carpinteria, the Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries, Lompoc, and the Santa Maria Library System, and Paso Robles. There was great concern over the fiscal impact that Black Gold Cooperative Library System members would experience due to losing the two largest library systems. Happily, through Black Gold's prudent fiscal planning, the elimination of a full-time staff member, and the move to a much less expensive integrated library automation system, or ILS, Goleta will actually ultimately pay less to Black Gold in fiscal year 2022-23. And this is because we've had less use of the downloadable product Hoopla. So even though Goleta's overall cost has gone up $10,000, actually, the cost that we're paying to Black Gold has gone down about $40,000. There will be a slight increase in 2023-24, as it will be the first year that the cooperative will be paying for the new ILS without the use of reserves. As previously mentioned, in fiscal year 19-20, the city was approved for state funding of $200,000 for a two-year pilot program to provide satellite library services to the Isla Vista community through March 2022. The grant period was then later changed and now ends June 30th, 2023. Due to reasons explained in the work plan, we've had to staff the van with two people each shift rather than the one we initially anticipated. The two added positions are library aid positions. As a result of high salaries available in California due to COVID, we've been unable to fill the library aid positions due to the starting salary. There was no way of anticipating that this would be a job seeker's market when we planned the grant. Thus, many extras have been cut and monies routed to the staff salary budget lines. Still, grant funding for staffing the book van is due to run out before July 30th, 2023. Reallocating staff from the Goleta Library for this purpose would necessitate a reduction in programming and hours at the main library, and therefore we're exploring ways of funding staffing. The library director and management assistant have both spent over a month on the book van training new staff and substituting when staff is unavailable, and this has been an in-kind contribution. We did not charge the grant for this staff time. The management assistant continues to spend at least one afternoon each week on the book van, and again, this is in-kind. The focus of the library over the next year will primarily be on returning to traditional in-person services while also maintaining some online offerings that patrons have grown more dependent on, providing targeted program to support community recovery as those needs arise, training patrons on the large number of new databases that have been added to our website, and that's thanks to the State Library of California. They've made a huge number of really phenomenal paid websites available to all of the libraries in California. Learning the new ILS and attempting to make every effort to ensure that the changes in Black Gold have a minimum impact on library users. Therefore, special library projects will be limited. The restoration of hours will occur on a gradual basis. Upcoming and potential projects are described in the presentation and the attached assessment report. Staff is seeking council's input on any additional efforts that should be prioritized with sensitivity to the staffing infrastructure and funding challenges. The annual work program is largely consistent with the adopted budget with respect to existing work commitments. It also provides context for the next work cycle. So now we're in the actual work program itself. Fiscal year 2021 and 22, the coronavirus pandemic. The pandemic had a major impact on library services through February 2022. We hope that's done with. The library was largely open for sidewalk service throughout the pandemic with a brief period of in-library service in early 2022. In mid-February 2022, the library doors were finally opened for good, knock on wood, although hours are not yet restored to pre-COVID levels. We are working on that over the next couple of months. The fiscal year 22-23 annual work program summarizes projects and work efforts proposed for the library department for the upcoming fiscal year, considering both ongoing existing commitments and potential new projects. It's intended to provide the City Council with an overview of the current work and an opportunity to consider and give direction concerning future work. The annual work program creates a regular mechanism for Council to share ideas for new work efforts and discuss the work priorities. So the role of the Library Department, it provides services to the patrons of the Santa Barbara County Library Zone 4, which includes the Goleta Valley Library, which serves as a regional main library for Goleta, Hope Ranch, Isla Vista, County Community Services Area 3, and Gaviota. It also includes the Buellton Library and the Solvang Library, which serve the Zone 4 areas in the Santa Ynez Valley, and are managed under contract with the cities of Buellton and Solvang. The Goleta Valley Library has historically been open 7 days a week with a total of 55 hours per week. The Buellton and Solvang Libraries are normally open 5 days a week with a total of 37 and 38 open hours respectively. During COVID, all three branches have been open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Over the next few months, hours will slowly be restored. Although if workload is an issue, Goleta could consider somewhat lessening its hours. The Library Department provides a wide slate of programs for all ages, provides a variety of materials in all formats for borrowing by its users, as well as day-to-day customer service to its patrons. General areas of focus include administration, materials, circulation, reference, digital services, adult programs, and youth programs. Due to COVID in 2021, the Goleta Valley Library circulated over 208,000 adult, children, and teen materials versus its normal 660,000 plus items. Annual visits to the Goleta Valley Library in 2021 were about 25,144 visitors, as opposed to the normal more than 280,000. So you can see the huge impact that COVID had. The Buellton Library normally circulates approximately 57,000 hard copy materials annually. In 2021, it was just over 10,000. And Solvang includes two small satellite locations that are normally open just 3 hours a week. They were closed during the whole period. So Solvang normally circulates about 60,000 hard copy materials annually, but it was just over 10,000 during COVID. Library staff work closely with the Goleta Valley Library's Council-appointed Library Advisory Commission and with the Friends of the Library programs in Goleta, Buellton, and Solvang. Additionally, the director participates on several regional county library committees. Staff from all branches network with a number of community organizations on a regular basis in order to enhance services to all of the communities served by our jurisdictions. This also was affected by COVID, of course. The city participates in the Black Gold Cooperative Library System, a joint powers authority that was established in 1964 to provide services to public libraries in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. The Black Gold member libraries shared a collection of over 1 million items and circulated over 4 million items annually. However, in 2022, San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara stated their intentions to withdraw effective July 1st, 2022. Carpinteria will leave Santa Barbara and enter Black Gold on that date. Issues of fiscal responsibility for pension liabilities and other matters that lie with Santa Barbara and SLO are being assessed by attorneys and have not yet been determined. In order to combat the loss of access to hundreds of thousands of materials owned by SLO in particular, other Black Gold library systems have increased their books and subscriptions budgets. Due to an error in DIF departmental impact fee calculations, we had been thinking that Goleta would have $184,000 for books and subscriptions, when in fact finance tells us it's actually $18,400. This is not acceptable, but fortunately the city assures us that they have found $184,000 for us in addition to that $18,400. So we actually have a very healthy book budget, and we will be able to supplement the purchase of materials to help not just our patrons, but other members of Black Gold, as have all of the other Black Gold libraries. Everyone has increased their book budgets so that our patrons will feel the loss of SLO and Santa Barbara a little bit less than anticipated. A major fiscal issue for 22-23 is the staffing of the Isla Vista Book Fam. I originally wrote the grant thinking that one person could staff the van on each of the two shifts, and this was a major error on my part. First, the electronic lift that would lift heavy materials like the book carts on and off the van still is somewhere on a barge off LA. has been. It's been on order since September. And so one staff person cannot lift the book cart down and back onto the van, as well as cartons of books and things like that. So we've had to have two people on the van for that purpose. Also, we've had issues with certain members of the public in Isla Vista subjecting staff to aggressive and even threatening behavior, throwing things at the book van and yelling at the staff that they need to leave. They are not wanted in Isla Vista. And so I feel very strongly that we need to have two staff members on the van at all times so that they can protect each other in case one of these situations becomes worse than it has been up until now. So for these reasons, it was decided to staff the van with the two part-time library assistants and two part-time library aides. As I mentioned earlier, we have been unable to fill the library aid positions. It's a job that starts at $15 an hour. We only received one application between September through December. However, the City Council has voted to raise the starting salary, and we do have three interviews lined up for next week. So we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to fill those two positions, which will help extend the grant monies further. Another unexpected and time-consuming event during the 21-22 fiscal year was the very last minute decision to change from the Polaris integrated library system to the less expensive and far less developed Koha Aspen product. This was instigated by San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. The remaining Black Gold libraries had to agree to the change then due to the high cost of the Polaris product. Knowing the two biggest jurisdictions were leaving Black Gold meant that the cost for Polaris would be impossible for the rest of us to sustain. Aspen is the online catalog, and I'm assuming that most of you have used it by now. It's pretty good, but it was only supposed to take 3 months to implement. It took 6 months and counting. It's an open source product, and essentially Black Gold refined the product for this company. So we're a little bit nervous about Koha. We're hoping it goes better. So it's the Koha is the Circulation Acquisitions Collections Management module. And we have this target go live date of April 25th. And the retirement of Brent Field meant that most of the work on the ILS had to be accomplished by myself and the children's librarian. Neither of us are computer pros, so it's been interesting. The department is led by myself, I serve as the administrator of the whole Zone 4 library service area, and there are charts in your packet. We have seven FTEs in the Goleta Valley Library in terms of full-timers. And then employee staffing at the Goleta Valley Library is greatly supplemented by volunteers. These volunteers contribute work hours to the library equivalent of approximately three additional full-time staff members. So we have volunteers that give us the equivalent of 120 hours a week. Without them, we would not be able to run the library on a day-to-day basis. They check in our materials. They pull the hold requests that we get every morning. They check in the shipment that comes from the other libraries. Without our volunteers, we would be sunk. We are very, very grateful to them. we probably rely on them more than we should. In Buellton, they have one full-time senior library technician who's in charge of the branch, and then they have 1.5 full-time equivalents in the four part-timers. In Solvang, they have one senior library technician in charge, and then they have five part-timers who come up to 1.875 full-time equivalents. And then with the Isla Vista grant, right now we have two part-timers who are currently employed, and then two vacant positions that altogether will equal 1.8 full-time equivalents. So in terms of workload considerations, the library department staff is stretched very thin. Local public libraries in California are funded primarily through county governments, and the county of Santa Barbara has provided relatively static per capita funding for several years. The cities have stepped up to provide additional funding to the libraries in their communities, and in the last fiscal year, the county provided additional one-time funding for Buellton and Solvang, but a sustainable funding model has not been established. This limits the library's ability to provide and expand functions at the branches. During the COVID epidemic, the library staff greatly expanded digital materials operations, online programming, and craft kits, craft kit giveaways for use at home. These new digital services have been very popular, and staff will be challenged to continue to offer these services as libraries fully reopen and need to be staffed in person. So in your packet, there's a table one, that lists the ongoing responsibilities and programs of the General Administration Division that they carry out on an ongoing basis, regardless of special studies, analyses, and projects the division is tasked with through the year. The table does not reflect any projects, any work efforts associated with responding to or managing unplanned or emergency events. And so if you look through that table, you will see in yellow highlighted all of the areas where we use volunteers very heavily. And then key establishments, accomplishments, and milestones for the last year, 21-22. We feel that our response to the pandemic was, I'm very proud of all of our staff for the way they handled this. We immediately pivoted to web-based offerings, online programs, and sidewalk service. And I'm hoping that we can say that that is complete. We purchased and outfitted the Isla Vista book van and started providing daily service to the area Monday through Fridays. That is in progress. We established a fines-free policy, thanks in part to you, thank you, and that is complete. We participated in a county revenue raising solutions subgroup, that is in progress. We created a strategic plan for library services, that is incomplete. We did not have time to go anywhere with that because of COVID. We finished a Diversity Kits, a World of Stories grant project in the Children's Department. That is completed and those items are out for circulation. We are going to be complying with the Federal Children's Internet Protection Act, thanks to you. The City Council approved that at the second to last council meeting. So we will be in compliance with CIPA, thank you. So that's completed. We're in the process of restoring pre-pandemic services. We completed the Book to Action grant, which we received, and then did 6 months of associated programming based on George Takei's book on the Japanese American internment camps. And we are in the progress of moving from Polaris to the COHA Aspen ILS. In terms of upcoming and potential new work efforts, projects, and programs, throughout fiscal year 22-23, the library will continue to support the ongoing work efforts described above that were in progress. However, the library administration must still start and then complete the strategic plan. In addition, the Friends of the Goleta Valley Library have offered to pay for the renovation of the two children's restrooms, as well as adding a retractable awning to the children's outdoor patio, which would effectively make it sort of another indoor space for programming for those that are uncomfortable still with having indoor programs. Finally, in order to help make up for the loss of San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara's e-holdings through Black Gold, we are planning on starting an Overdrive Advantage collection for the patrons of the Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries. I'm sure you've seen the Overdrive e-materials that you can borrow online. An Overdrive Advantage account allows us to purchase bestsellers that would be available only to patrons with library cards at the Goleta or Santa Ynez Valley Libraries, so that our patrons would not be in long waiting lists at the county level for bestsellers. So we have put aside $10,000, and then I'm putting aside another $10,000 for this coming year. So we'll have $20,000 for e-bestsellers just for our patrons. So upcoming and potential new work efforts, projects, and programs, complete the library strategic plan, debut the Overdrive Advantage Core Collection, and make the building improvements. And now, Janet, if we could go to the slide that says purpose of the workshop. So I've updated you on existing work commitments and progress. I've reviewed the staffing and workload, proposed potential new work projects, and let's go to the next slide. I know that Commissioner Murr needs to leave early. So are there any questions that I can answer? Any feedback that you have, suggestions for projects that you think that we might consider doing?
Feels to me like you have a lot on your plate as it is. Staffing costs are only going to continue to go up. So I know the governor's projecting a 6% cost of living in adjustment. And I'm doubting that the county is going to match that for you. So that's going to be tough to make ends meet.
Are there any other comments or?
I just note that the New York Public Library just went fine free. So we took it on the road and it played on Broadway. So there you go.
We set a precedent.
I had a question about the library aides and the salary issue that you were having. And so are you confident that with the increase in salary that you're kind of at a market competitive level that you might get more applicants?
We're hoping, although we had 5 interviews set up and 2 people have already dropped out. So not really, I wouldn't say confident, hopeful.
Okay, do you have a backup plan if that doesn't work out?
I think that we possibly could go higher on the starting salary. Where we advertised at $17 per hour. So
I am curious about how you are protecting the staff that's going into Isla Vista and what steps are being taken to report this abuse and to address it.
I reported it to the IVCSD.
I would like to make a suggestion that you report it to Isla Vista is now in District 2, not in District 3. And so I would report it to the county supervisor's office as well.
Thank you, I will.
And if you haven't contacted like the Foot Patrol directly, you might do that.
Okay, too. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know how you keep track of all the comings and goings in Black Gold. It sounds like the dissolution of Yugoslavia, you know, it's different city states and people bolting out of the bolters. And so good luck with that. Yeah, maybe you need refrigerator magnets or something like that to do that.
It has been complicated. There's been a lot of upheaval. And I have to give all credit to the administrator at Black Gold and my fellow zone directors. And that includes the director at Paso Robles and Santa Paula Blanchard. Everybody's worked really hard to minimize the impact on our patrons. And I'm really hopeful that it's not going to be as bad as we all anticipated, because everyone has, as I said, increased their materials budgets, and we're all working in a very collegial manner. It's very different. Mm-hmm. And I really think that we will all be able to cooperate and create a really, we're calling it the new Black Gold, and I really think it is going to be the new Black Gold and provide great service to the patrons. Plus, you know, we're telling patrons if they want an item that's only at Santa Barbara, they're more than welcome to go to Santa Barbara and get a library card there. They just will have to check out the item there and return it there. That's the only thing. Santa Barbara and SLO are proposing a way of material sharing through the computer, but Lompoc did a time study on it, and it would take 10 to 15 minutes per item. And as I've already told you, I have volunteers that are helping me get through the day. I don't have staff or volunteers that could do 10 or 15 items on each item that people might want to borrow from Santa Barbara, or that Santa Barbara patrons might want to borrow from us. So they keep saying they are wanting to share materials, but that's not a way that we can do it. So we'll just send, you know, people over there to get a library card. And just tell them to remember that we're their main library, and to remember to just use us for most of their needs.
I know Commissioner Murr needs to get going. Do we have any public comment on this work plan?
Any members of the public wishing to speak to this item, please use the raise your hand icon and unmute yourself. Chair Goodman, I see no public comment.
Okay, then I am going to adjourn this meeting so that we can take care of ourselves. And we'll be in person next month.
Commissioner,
thank you.
Any future agenda items?
Are there any future agenda items before we adjourn?
I mean, I would like to hear, because you're going to be presenting this right to the council and then hear the feedback.
Yes, I'm not sure what the date is, but yes, I will definitely give you feedback on it once we've presented.
Mm-hmm. So now we're adjourned.
There you go. Okay, stay safe, everybody, and thank especially in terms of what we heard.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.